gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1298. This is your host, Danny Pena. And this episode, we're not going to have Peter Paris because we're still focusing on reviewing Starfield. And but we are planning to release a very, very long episode. I'm talking about more than an hour, maybe 2 hours, of just our opinions, everything about Starfield. So stay tuned. That's coming out this Thursday. And make sure to subscribe and follow us for more information. Plus, you get all the updates once it's live. So, but in the meantime, I have here my wife, Rihanna Manuel Pena.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right. And we're going to be reviewing a couple things. Well, the game, Fae Farm, is just a preview. It's not a review.
Preview.
But also, we're reviewing the new Samsung Z Fold 5.
Absolutely.
That's a very long title.
The Samsung Z Fold 5.
We're going to talk about that. I can't wait to talk to you about that. So, and also I have an interview, which I talked to esports company that they're going to be at PAX. They're partnering up with AT&T, and it's a really good interview. Just stay tuned for that. And it's coming up here later in this episode. So, Ree, what's up? How's everything? What's going on?
Everything's good. The summer is busy.
Very busy.
Busy, busy, busy. Both for us personally and then us as game journalists, game reviewers, game critics. Because, boy, oh boy, is it a packed year. And
yes.
September, October is already off to quite the start.
And you've been seeing me just playing all kinds of games.
Like morning, non-stop. Noon, and night.
Yeah, nonstop. But no, I think it's going to be a good year with more games coming out next month. And also, October is a big one. October is looking crazy. Is there any games that you're excited that's coming out in October?
I mean, the obvious ones, right? Like, I know AC Assassin's Creed is going to be big. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of folks are obviously very excited for your Starfield coverage, so they'll hear about that.
Well, that's September. I'm talking about October.
So about October. Well, I got to say, this may be a little bit offbeat, but funny enough, the game that I'm the most excited for is City Skylines 2.
That's in October?
I think it is. Let me look to make sure.
I think that's between September or October.
It's so hard to keep them all separate because they're all morphing together. But I'm just calling it in general late summer, early fall. Like that's the game to watch for me.
Good, good. Well, everybody knows me and Alan Wake. Like Alan Wake 2 all the way. But also, I definitely want to play the new Mario game.
Mario Wonder.
Mario Wonder. It looks really different, really cool. Can't wait for that. So, yeah, and I'll try out everything else that's coming out around that time, you know. So
City Skylines 2 is out October 24 as of today. And we know that there's been a couple of shifts in dates. Like, Alan Wake got pushed back a little.
October 27th.
So it's closer to Halloween, which I think, you know, that fits.
Perfect. I think it's a perfect time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2. Oh, my God, we forgot about that.
How can you? Like, it's impossible to, like, spread enough hype to justify all of these huge releases between them. Because, like, not only that, we got Forza coming up soon. Like,
oh my God, Forza.
there's just so many bangers. But something that we have played and previewed that we can talk about right now is Fae Farm.
Oh, Fae Farm. You want to start with that first?
Let's start with Fae Farm because we know a little bit more about that one, right?
Yes. So, Fae Farm, I'm going to keep it real with you. At first, I remember hearing about this game. I wasn't excited. I was like, oh, it's not for me.
Really?
At first. This is before I got to play it. So I'm in Summer Game Fest. I got to see the game. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. Shout out to Tana Bruno, PR, my brother also working on that game, and a couple other people. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it out. Open mind. And you know what? I was very surprised with the game. How fast the movements and similar to Animal Crossing, but Animal Crossing for me was a little bit slower, I think, in a lot of things. This one felt like it was a lot fast paced.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you could go to caves and there's like way more things you could do besides building your home and all this other stuff mm-hmm. you could do way more than that. So I was very surprised. And then now we play the preview. I believe it's like it's 4 hours.
I think the first four chapters.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah. Four chapters. And I like it. I'm really very... this game surprised me. This is like the biggest surprise, in my opinion, for me this year. Like
nice.
I wasn't expecting to like a game like this. So
like a cozy game?
Like a cozy... I usually don't play cozy games. Sure. I really don't. But I had a good time.
Yeah.
It was very chill. And I played it on PC.
On PC. Okay, wow. So, yeah, I played on my Steam Deck. So
how was that?
It was fine. Yeah. There were a handful of button prompts that were a little bit off. But I'm assuming they'll address that, down the line. Mm-hmm. And it was easy enough to figure it out, right? There's a specific action button. I believe it was A that can, do mostly everything that you need to do. But what I really like about Fae Farm, and this is from Phoenix Labs, out September 8th, so coming up right around the corner.
Very, very soon, yeah.
The thing I like about this game is it's a cozy game, right? If you've played Animal Crossing, if you played Stardew Valley, you're going to recognize a lot of this gameplay style. But the animations and the characterization in Fae Farm are really, really sweet and endearing, and they do stand out. Mm. I think it has its own unique look in this category. And one thing that I really appreciate, especially as somebody who's playing games right now and, the busy season / our personal lives are really busy and we're getting ready to, be out for a while. And I'm trying to cram as much gaming as I can into one very, very short period of time. Mm-hmm. It respects my time. And like we said, we only played through the first four chapters of the game. So this is mostly tutorial. So you're learning, here's how you do fishing. Here's how you farm. Here's how you start building furniture. And, these are all the characters and the different side quests you can start to get into. So it's very introductory stuff. But at any given point, if I got sidetracked or if I ended up sort of, veering off the beaten path, I was still very quickly rewarded for spending that extra time and investment. So I can give you a specific example, and you'll probably recognize this quest. Is there was a moment when I got my bug catching net from the beekeeper in town.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And so I was finally able to start catching critters. So I'm running around catching bees and butterflies and frogs and stuff. And I caught a bunch of snails because they're slow and easy to practice on. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that and collecting seashells and all this other stuff. It was very cute. But I realized about 30 minutes in, I was like, why am I giving myself this random assignment, side quest to catch every bug that I see? And I started thinking it was practice, but then I quickly realized, okay, I only have so much inventory space. We just started the game, and this may be a waste of time. Well, then not long after, I met a character who was collecting brown snails as part of the friendship quest. And I was like, oh, this paid off. Like this random sidetrack that I got stuck on wasn't a waste of time. And I really appreciate that. Again, especially right now, like it's important that the gaming time that I am investing feels rewarding. And this game really does reward you for exploration and trying new things and even getting off track. And I really appreciate that, because these types of games, right, these farming and cozy and neighborhood simulators can get really long. And it can feel like you're wasting a lot of your time. But this one doesn't. And I really appreciated that.
Now, have you tried to build a lot of things inside, like designing your home? All right. Because I really wasn't focusing on that more. I was more of, let me just work on the quest. The side quest, yeah. The main quest. And also, collecting insects, bugs. I know later in the game, you get an item where also you could... Is that like a plant? What is those purple?
Oh, the vines, the magical vines.
Magical vines. You get like a weapon that it could easily destroy that too. Mm-hmm. How have you tried anything that you discovered while playing this game? Anything else besides those things? Or
yeah, and this is actually a pretty unique twist in this game. Again, for the genre, is that there's a lot of games with a homestead or a home base where you can decorate and customize it and. Put the collectibles of the things that you found or different trophies you've earned or whatever in your house, depending on the game. But in Fae Farm, in your homestead, you have this thing called cozy point system. And as you put more things in your home or on your farm or around your homestead, mm-hmm. you actually get additional bonuses for your gameplay. And it's just so interesting because a lot of times in these games, it's very easily skippable, right? Like it doesn't affect the outcome of your time playing. So if you're not into decorating, then you can, you know, just bypass it and no harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. But what's really great about Fae Farm is that it rewards you for making things cute and putting more furniture around your place. And, you know, you get different passive buffs and different like upgrades and things like that, depending on how cozy, quote unquote, your homestead is. And I think that's a really nice twist. It's a fun addition and just really encourages people to get into, again, the personality of this game, because mm-hmm. it is very endearing and very charming. And it really encourages you to engage with all of those systems, but it doesn't penalize you if you skip it. You know, it just rewards you if you do it. And I much prefer that type of game where if there's something you choose to engage in, it gives you rewards versus it punishes you for skipping things.
And this game is going to be available on all platforms, I believe.
All platforms. So
yeah, I mean, I think Switch is an obvious buy, right? If you have a Switch, you're gonna love it on there. Do you played on PC, I played on Steam.
Yeah, Deck. It's kind of the same
experience.
Yeah, I think this is good. I think I can't wait to check out the full version of the game, which comes out September 8th.
Yeah,
right. That month is looking crazy.
And the thing we haven't talked about yet is there's also multiplayer.
Multiplayer. I haven't tried the multiplayer.
I haven't either. So I have to rewind, but my multiplayer knowledge mostly back to our conversations with the devs back at Summer Game Fest earlier this summer. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking to reps from Phoenix Labs, they did let us know that there are no things that you can play together in someone else's homestead and bring back with you to your own. And I will say that is a bit disappointing. I don't know if that's a final build decision or if that's something that could be potentially updated or patched. Mm-hmm. But like, let's say, for instance, I visit your homestead and we decorate together and collect a bunch of snails and, you know, make a bunch of progress in some of your quest lines. Mm-hmm. I don't bring any of that stuff back with me.
That is weird.
Nor do I bring any XP, which is a bit disappointing. So it does feel a bit less consequential to play multiplayer aside from hanging out. Like, truthfully, you don't get any player experience bonus or rewards. And I feel like that is a little bit out of alignment with the rest of the things I've been saying and experiencing on this game. Mm-hmm. So, again, I hope that's not a permanent decision if it is something that's going to ship in the game, like with multiplayer. Mm-hmm. But we'll just have to wait and see.
I had no idea that was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but again,
very disappointing.
That was a conversation from months ago. This game is humongous. There's so many things to do. Again, we are only talking about the first few hours of the game. That is definitely something that Phoenix Labs has the opportunity to adjust down the line if they think it makes sense and it works for their dev cycle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll see. But it does look really fun to go, you know, jump into another game. And I think they said you can have like double digit number of people all playing in the same server at the same time.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, it could be like a party, right? Mm-hmm. And it seems like a good time.
All right, well, thanks to Phoenix Labs and Tower Bruno PR for sending us the codes, hopefully we could talk more about it once the official game comes out sometime next month. So
yeah.
So stay tuned. Yeah, so we're gonna be talking about again the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5.
Not 4, which some people have seen.
Yeah, this is 5. This is the latest one. This just came out like, what, a couple weeks
days ago?
Maybe days ago.
They don't even have cases in the stores for it yet, as we found out today, driving all over town trying to find a case.
Nah, we have to buy online. We have to buy online. But have you, in the past, because I know we always been Samsung fans.
Absolutely.
In the past, have you ever tried to like, man, these folded phones, like flip phones, and do you see yourself at that time thinking like, I think I want to buy one?
I have always been curious about them, and I've demoed a few, more than a few, because as you mentioned, Samsung has had a couple over the years. Mm-hmm. And I know last year we had a friend actually show us their Z Fold 4. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've spent some time with that phone as well. And there are things I like about it, but there are a few drawbacks that kept me from making that upgrade. Also, you know, upgrade timing with the phone that I have right now, which is the Galaxy, the S Plus. Mm-hmm. I'm good. You know, like I think I have the 20 or the 21. So I've been okay with my phone. However, something that I have been looking for, and as I'm coming up on 2 years with this phone, something I really need to be mindful of is how much work I do on my phone, right? Like, mm-hmm. when we travel, even if I'm, you know, running errands, like there's so many moments where I'm like, oh, let me just stop real quick and answer this email or upgrade this or update this deck or, you know, like finalize this document and send it to somebody. And I'm on my phone. Like, I don't have my laptop. I'm not at home with my computer. Mm-hmm. And the capabilities of a bigger screen are just so important when it comes to that kind of work. And that's part of why I've always gotten the Galaxy Pluses, because they're bigger, mm-hmm. right? And I've tried the stylus. It's not really my thing, but I do appreciate having that larger screen real estate. And this phone just takes that to a whole other level without a lot of the drawbacks that I experienced when I demoed the 4. Mm-hmm. So I am beyond impressed with this phone, and we've actually, you know, looked up quite a bit about the Z Fold 5 and all of its taskmaster functions, mm-hmm. and how it works as an enterprise machine, right? Like, you can plug it into a monitor, use a keyboard, and have it basically set up like a little laptop screen, play something on the phone that's separate from whatever task management you're doing on the monitor that is connected to. Like, it becomes so powerful for actually getting work done that it's an easy buy for me, an easy yes, and I can definitely see myself using this phone for years.
Yeah, you know what? I really like this phone a lot, man. You know, shout out to AT&T for sending us this. And another thing too, when you buy this phone through AT&T, there's a deal now where you also get 6 months of NVIDIA GeForce Now subscription service.
So this is what I want to hear about, because I haven't tried that part yet.
So for those that don't know, if you're a fan of like cloud gaming and stuff like that, any games that you have on your device, like, let's say Steam, Ubisoft Connect, now Xbox Game Pass, because now there's a deal with Xbox. You could play this on the go anywhere. You could play on your TV, on your mobile device, tablet.
And you don't need internet connection.
No, you don't. You could either internet connection or use your carrier. So right now I'm using the AT&T one. And like, for example, what I've been doing especially with this device is when I uploaded, when I turned on NVIDIA GeForce Now, I tried a couple games. I tried a new Bun Rush Cyberpunk that's available on Steam. I connected it, and actually there's a picture of me playing the game if you go to my Twitter account. I'm playing the game, but I'm using the controller from touchpad from the screen of the phone.
Yeah. So really quick for those who don't know what we're talking about or can't picture in their minds, this is essentially, it looks like a Galaxy, the thinner mm-hmm. model, and you actually unfold it and it becomes almost like a 3x4, right, size, mm-hmm. and you can either use it in horizontal or
landscape.
Portrait and landscape mode. But mm-hmm. even on the front of the phone, it is still a fully functional, like, single screen phone.
Yep.
And but then you have the option to open it up like a book, and then you have a wide view, mm-hmm. which is the capabilities and functionality are incredible. So including having enough real estate mm-hmm. on the phone to actually play a game where it doesn't feel like, oh, I'm in the 16x9 and I can barely see where my thumb is. Mm-hmm. You get enough room to see the entire game screen plus the input controls you're talking about.
Yes. And I played a couple games. I played the Cyberpunk game. Bum Rush Cyberpunk. Using the touchpad, touch controllers. You could also connect your Xbox or PlayStation 5 controllers through Bluetooth, and it plays great, plays flawless. Now, if you have a stand that you could connect this to the phone and you have it open, quicker, like easier. Kickstand, you just play your games with the screen open, you're good, right?
It's like very similar to a Switch.
Yes, similar to a Switch. Now, another option that you have, which is pretty cool, which I had no idea, and I found this out because I was just doing some research about the device, the phone. And there's people where they said you could connect this on your monitor, on your TV, and you could also play games through there.
Yeah. So in the hotel room, at your family's house for the holidays.
Yep. All you have to do is just get a UBC.
USB-C.
A USB-C. Sorry, I'm like exhausted today. USB-C. They also has an HDMI connection. You put it there and you're good. You can start playing. You could play games that you download from the Play Store or play to the cloud, which I've been using the NVIDIA GeForce Now. And I really, really love the NVIDIA GeForce Now because it's like flawless, not slow. It's a very high quality streaming service. And I was using this using the AT&T service, and it was the 5G, and it was smooth, buttery smooth. I even tried Cyberpunk 2077.
Wow.
Using the touch.
Oh, that's another one. Controller. Another one coming up. Phantom Liberty. Oh my God,
that's another one. Yeah.
This fall.
there's gonna be a lot of games that is coming out next month. That's gonna be available on Steam, Ubisoft, Kinect, also Xbox Game Pass. That you could use this service.
So you could play Starfield on this phone.
Yeah. Yeah, Starfield's going to be available. Yeah, I could play it through there.
You know what you could do for all the listeners out there who maybe don't have the consoles? You could play Starfield on this phone with a PlayStation controller.
That is,
if you want.
genius.
It's a whole new gaming world, folks.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Again, you get this phone, you get the subscription service for free for 6 months. And I highly recommend for you to try out GeForce Now. It's really, really good. I have it on my PC on multiple devices, you know. So it's good. Fortnite, you can play Fortnite in this.
Perfect.
Flawless. Really, really good. Quality is good. Quality is really, really good. And one thing I have to say, the speakers on this device, oh my God, it's very loud.
Very surprisingly effective. And I know a lot of folks, maybe who have or have not seen the Z Fold 4, a couple of common complaints is A, it doesn't fold into a perfect flat sandwich.
The four.
And, yeah. The four has a bit of gap between the two screens at the hinge when you close it. This phone eliminates that gap. It folds completely flat. Mm-hmm. And it's actually smaller profile both in height and in width than my current Samsung Galaxy S21 Plus, I want to say, with the case on it. It's smaller in all dimensions when it's folded. And then when it's unfolded, the actual groove between the two sides, the hinge on the inside of the screen, I can barely see it when the phone is opened up completely. And I got to say, I'm impressed because, again, I played with the 4, I played with other Fold phones. This is by far the most impressive hardware that I've seen so far. And I know it's, you know, only going to get better in the future. But this one is, I think if you were thinking about a Fold phone, if you're thinking about a phablet or whatever, the cross between a phone and a tablet, this is a really great buy, especially if you need it to do work and task mastering.
Yeah, I really like this device. This device is really, really good.
Yeah, works with the stylus, and if you have a Samsung, it ports your entire thing over. It looks just like the phone you had.
Yeah, I mean, it's optional. You don't need it. Here. So when you get the phone, they have this Discovery Hub where I advertise like AT&T stuff, and one of the advertisements is play Fortnite, GeForce Now. You click it, and you just play for free. It's flawless. It's easy. Yeah, right now. So. And this is all through AT&T 5G. Great
signal.
Great signal. Actually, if I was living in New York, I would have taken this. I could use the touch controllers. Go over there to Central Park, in the middle of Central Park, start playing games. I was doing that back in 2020 when I was living over there.
Yeah.
I was doing that with the Xbox Game Pass, S Cloud, all that stuff. So
yeah, for me, this is a travel work phone, and hands down, the only one that I would even consider using. Like the fact that you can like pull it to, you know, like a L shape, not open all the way, but not closed all the way, and then use the bottom half as a keyboard and the top. Like, it's just so dang convenient. It's like having a Sidekick. Remember Sidekicks?
Yeah, oh my God, I forgot about a Sidekick. Yeah. You know what I also like about this phone, before we wrap it up, mm-hmm. is the camera.
Beautiful.
Especially selfie mode.
Ooh, okay. So for all of those content creators out there, this is what's really special about the selfie mode that Danny's talking about. You can open the phone and choose very quickly with one press of a button to use the camera to show you a preview of whatever the back-facing, rear-facing camera lens is looking at on the front of the phone. So imagine it's the front of the phone. You open it up. Now the camera is right next to the front of the phone. You can see the preview on the front, which is right next to the camera lens. That means you're seeing your rear-facing camera. And you can compare your shot and like frame yourself and check your lighting without going around and looking at the other side of the phone, mm-hmm. and without hooking it to a computer monitor.
And also, I have to mention, it's not the regular selfie camera. This is the
rear facing, the real camera.
The quality on that is ridiculous. Like, it was like, wow, this looks really good.
Yeah.
High quality. Yeah. So
I was literally thinking of it like we just went to a birthday trip with my girlfriends. And, you know, we're setting the phone up, trying to like prop it up against a vase and everybody stand in front of it and then go run and check the other side to make sure it got the picture.
Yeah.
No more of that. Like, you can see exactly what the rear facing camera is seeing. So you see the best quality picture right there on the front of the phone because it's unfolded. And you can also, again, unfold it like 70 or 80 degrees, mm-hmm. and it stands up on its own, yeah. even without a stand.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, this is the best for filming ourselves, because yep. you can see exactly what you're seeing on the better camera, yep. right there on the front of the phone.
And we haven't,
don't even need to prop it up on anything.
We haven't done video yet, so I wonder how's that going to look, you know. So, but anything else besides that, we're going to wrap it up.
I don't know. I'm just fangirling over this phone a little bit. It's actually really impressive. I haven't been this excited about a phone in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And for gamers that are into mobile gaming, this is really, really good.
Yeah.
Highly recommended. Highly recommended. Speaking about mobile gaming, Ree, mm-hmm. I got to interview Pat Carney from Tribe Gaming. They're having actually a booth at PAX West
coming up soon,
very soon, actually this week coming up, right? Yeah,
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, they're gonna have a lot of competitions of like esports stuff, mobile gaming and everything, and they partnered with AT&T. So I had a great sit down with them. We talked about their plans that's happening at PAX and asked them a couple of questions about, like, you know, about esports, mobile esports gaming. So great conversation. We're gonna play right now and we'll be right back.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Hey everyone, this is Patrick Carney, aka Chief Pat from Tribe Gaming. Super exciting to be celebrating everything gaming at PAX West in Seattle. Of course, joining our friends at AT&T. My background is as a mobile gaming YouTuber, later becoming founder and CEO of Tribe Gaming, which is a mobile gaming content collective and esports organization. And yeah, really excited to be here for everything gaming and mobile gaming.
Yeah, and is this your first big event with AT&T?
Yeah, it is. So we actually launched a partnership with AT&T earlier this year, Tribe being the leaders of mobile gaming content creation, obviously AT&T and what they've been doing with 5G as well as fiber for gaming at home. It was sort of this perfect collaboration for us, especially competing competitively, which is an oxymoron. But anyways, yes, first event together. We're really excited. Actually, our world championship Call of Duty mobile team is also going to be at PAX West. So the whole company is buzzing.
Oh, so that means that other gamers could go and play against the team and stuff over there during PAX
100%.
Yeah.
100%. You know, if you're like me though, you're, you know, nowadays there's crazy. I mean, the skill level is so high for mobile gaming nowadays, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm here playing with my thumbs. They're playing with 8 fingers on their Samsung at a time. So, you know, you're probably going to get whooped, but hey, try them in a 1v1 and see what happens.
Yeah. I know people are probably going to be asking like, hey, how much esports, especially in mobile gaming, how's that been changing throughout the years? Like, you've been doing this for a while too.
For sure. Yeah. I started in 2012, back when mobile gaming content wasn't a thing on YouTube. I was actually the first mobile gaming channel back in October 2012. But really, mm-hmm. since 2018, we've seen the rise of mobile gaming and mobile esports. I know a lot mm-hmm. of people have seen that major titles such as Call of Duty and PUBG and Fortnite, League of Legends, you know, recently in the last few years have been releasing games for mobile. And obviously with that, competition has followed. So it's been really cool. You know, back when Tribe was started in 2017, there was a single esport called Vainglory, where if you fast forward to today, there's, you know, 5 to 10 mobile gaming titles with $1 million prize pools heading into the world championships. So, you know, super excited for Tribe to be there, to be competing there. Actually, this weekend will be for our Call of Duty mobile team to qualify for the world championship later this year. So a really important event for us. And yeah, we feel good with AT&T having our backs and hopefully picking up yet another dub and defending our world championship.
Yeah, it's good to see a lot of the companies now getting involved with more with mobile gaming, especially now too, seeing how cloud gaming has been changing a lot too. You know, on the go, I could just play, you know, Xbox games, GeForce Now games, you know, like it's been good. And I think this is going to help a lot of the new gamers that can't afford, let's say, a console or a PC, but they have like a mobile device and they could also play all these games, man, on the go. So what do you think 100%. About that? Because it's been changing a lot faster now, like the past couple of years now.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, gaming just has drastically changed. You know, if you think of when we first started playing games, my first device was a Super Nintendo. And if you look at kids nowadays, the first gaming device they're playing on is going to be, you know, a phone or a tablet ultimately in the end. And again, that's one of the reasons that we partnered with AT&T, just given that, you know, them being able to deliver true 5G on the go, obviously being able to be connected from fiber at home. And I know you mentioned, you know, GeForce Now and being able to, you know, obviously take advantage of that. Really cool. You know, AT&T has a deal with GeForce Now to where, you know, new and existing customers get 6 free months and they get of their new membership and 1,500 games that you can play. I mean, pretty sweet. I'll be signing up.
Hey, let me tell you, GeForce Now is really good because I've been playing it for a very, very long time now too, testing out the servers. And yeah, I think it's if you have Steam games, Ubisoft Plus, any of those apps that's from on the PC, connect that with GeForce Now, and it's super easy, man, to play. Like, just recently, I started playing this game that just came out, like 2-3 days ago. It's called Bum Rush Cyberpunk. So it's, like, similar to Jet Set Radio from back in the days with Sega Dreamcast. But it's, yeah, like, cool. A new spiritual successor. Yeah, and it plays really good, man, on GeForce Now.
No, that's awesome. And, I mean, you even now with some certain mobile controllers and other peripherals you can get on mobile. I mean, you can get that core gaming experience on the go. It isn't just, you know, match three games or puzzle games. Like, you can get a core gaming experience on your phone or tablet, and that's what's so cool.
Yeah, so any tips for those that wanted to get into, like, esports competition, especially on the mobile side? Like, any tips for those up-and-coming gamers, man?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you really have to treat it like anything else you want to get better at. You have to put in the time. You know, ultimately being able to start when a game is early in its lifespan, whether in beta or just being released, making friends within the community and surrounding yourself by people who have the same goals and dreams. You know, I think if you look at a lot of pro players from the Tribe teams or what we've seen in esports and mobile gaming, you know, they generally develop a subset of friends who are all skilled and they just push each other every single day, eventually leading to them being picked up by teams and competing on the biggest competition. So, you know, my advice, get involved in the community, put in the work. Surround yourself with the right people and have fun within the end. I mean, you know, we are gaming in the end. It is a job and career for so many successful, you know, esports athletes and content creators. But don't forget why you started. Have fun with it. And similar to me, you know, without any sort of expectations of going into my career, you never know what's going to happen. And you'll have a whole lot of fun along the way.
Is there any games that you see this, like, new games that has a lot of potential to be part of the esports competition too, tournaments and stuff like that in the future? That's coming or out now?
100%. Yeah. I mean, one of the most recent games that we hopped into is Marvel Snap, which we're super excited about. They've been doing some amazing events and contents, which we've been partnering with them with. You know, I think a couple that are still farther out there that we're excited about, obviously Supercell titles like Clash Mini and other ones that are in beta right now are really exciting for us, as well as Valorant Mobile. You know, Valorant, no joke, has been the most played non-mobile game of our company. You'll see our staff and our creators playing it on the side. So, you know, with rumbling of Valorant going mobile sometime in the future, we're really excited to do that. And especially given our background in Call of Duty Mobile, and of course, being plugged in with AT&T 5G, we feel super confident about being able to hop right in and have competitive success.
Yeah, and what are other plans you guys have too during PAX West besides the stuff that you just mentioned? Is there anything, any other activities happening during that time too?
No, 100%. I mean, first and foremost, you know, I'm partnering with AT&T to come out there, which is going to be a great time. If you guys see me, make sure to drop by, say what's up. grab a picture. But I know AT&T is bringing like $60,000 worth of loot to PAX West. And every single day, they're going to be giving away 7 different prizes throughout the 4-day celebration. I know they actually have Tribe gaming swag there from myself. So maybe I'll be able to give it to you if you're there. They've got gaming peripherals. Obviously, if you want to level up your game in mobile. So if you see me, stop by, say what's up. I might have a prize for you. And obviously, drop by the AT&T activation area and get hooked up. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be such an awesome celebration. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait. We're only, we're really close.
Actually. Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, I love PAX. The thing I love about PAX is just the consumers, the community from everywhere going to Seattle. Because I've been to that one, also PAX East. I know there was other ones in around the world too, and that's in Australia. But PAX West is the one that is up there for me. It's really, really good. Yeah.
No, this is my second time going to PAX West, and this one is going to be a whole lot of fun. So yeah, if you drop by the AT&T booth, you might see me. You might grab some loot. They'll have demos for different games and even like different backdrops you can strike a pose with. So please come by and say bye. Have a blast. And if you're coming to PAX, just enjoy the event. I mean, it's once a year for PAX West, and build in and lean into that community because it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, if there's any people that would like to know more about your company, where is like the best place for them to check it out?
Yeah, 100%. You can hit our website, tribegaming.gg, or of course, go to our Twitter.com/tribegaming. Obviously, the end of the year for us, really exciting with a lot of the different world championship events coming up. You know, 2 of our teams are qualified, 2 are still in the running. So make sure to follow us. Of course, if you're at the event, you can check out our Call of Duty mobile team competing as well live. Backed by our friends at AT&T, and hopefully we'll have yet another team going to Worlds and have a chance to lift that trophy once again.
Hey, man, Patrick, I just want to say, man, thank you for coming and letting us know what's going on with PAX West. I know we have a lot of listeners that are planning to attend, so hopefully some of our listeners go over there and compete, maybe get some loot, right?
So let's see. Hit me up. I'm going to have so much swag, so much Tribe Gaming swag, a lot of different gaming peripherals. I hope to see a lot of you guys there. And huge shout out to AT&T again for making it happen. And I can't wait to just celebrate. It's going to be a blast.
Awesome, man. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Cool.
All right.
This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, Ree, I think that's about it.
Yeah, short and sweet.
I have to continue to play Starfield. I gotta go and continue.
Yeah.
Because we're going to review this in a couple of days.
It's going to be a big review.
Long, long review. So anything else from you? Anything you would like to promote?
Yeah, catch me on What's Good Games for, a handful more episodes before I go have this baby.
Yes.
Would love the engagement, the clicks, the support, the positive reviews. It means a lot to us. Keep an eye out for our Starfield coverage. I think we might do 2 episodes.
Oh, you might do 2. Oh,
there's
nice.
Just so much to cover.
That's good.
They've told us, they've warned us, it's a huge game.
Yeah, it's a very long game. Very long game. All right, so everybody, thank you so much. Remember, this Thursday, we're releasing our very, very long review of Starfield. Plus, we're answering questions from the fans. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fan mail edition, but all about Starfield. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So
we'll have a space party.
Yes. So we're going to be out here. Until next time, see you this Thursday, August 31st. Take care. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.